Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever you want most will almost always take you through what you fear most. You want freedom? You'll face risk. You want impact? You'll face rejection. You want to win publicly? You'll have to fail publicly too. It's not punishment, it's a filter, a test. The question is, do you want it? The question is, will you walk through fire to get it? Because fear isn't the wall, it's the door.
Don't quit. Most people stop when it hurts, when it gets heavy, when it gets hard, when the silence gets loud. But there are a few who keep going when it's dark, when no one's watching and the voice in their head is telling them to give up. They bend, they bleed, they break, but they do not quit. They keep going, they keep growing, no matter the adversity. They own their circumstances, their problems, and their solutions. They take action. No one owns them, no one owes them. If they want it, they earn it by the sweat of their brows.
So don't ever think you're the only one going through something in here. The key word is don't stop in the middle. Just keep going. Just keep going. It's gonna get better every day. It's gonna get better every day. It's gonna get better every day. While I'm talking to you, see, when I talk, I see things. I'm seeing myself at home struggling, walking. And I'm saying to myself, I don't like this life. I gotta get better.
Come on.
I gotta get better. I gotta get better. I gotta get better. I gotta get better. Until I've gotten better.
Success is not how far you got. Because see, you're gonna be disappointed all the time. Because somebody always further than you. So now you'll forever be disappointed. Success ain't how far you got. Success is how far you got from where you started. That's your success.
Fear says what if. Faith says, even if. What if it all falls apart? Even if it all falls apart, I'll build it back stronger than before. Fear creates disasters that haven't happened. Faith prepares you to endure them if they do. Feel the fear. Have faith it will all work out. Do the work anyway.
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient. No one is patient. And for you to lose weight, for you to stop drinking, if you where the hell you're going through, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus. You're gonna hit so many fucking plateaus. If you don't know how to get around that plateau, it's not gonna happen fast.
There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing if you don't put your heart to that you can't change your life if you're ready to put in the time, roll up your sleeves, do the work, and practice. Practice and hard work. Every time I ask my kids, how do you get good at something? They'll say practice and hard work. And that's my message for you today.
The greatest skill you can develop is the ability to stay in a great mood in the absence of things to be in a great mood about. We're all looking for something. We're all looking for hope. Hope you can't just have just because you were born with hope. No, we're born with pain. And in our life, my parents always taught me that we have a choice. Either to be angry for what we don't have or be thankful for what we do have.
But a lot of us have scars in our brains about lives, bad childhoods, bad adulthood, really going through. Those scars in your brain, we don't talk about. We hide. Scarring is proof that our past is real. But the one thing we do is we vow to control our lives and we get off the log. Well, it's time to get back on the log and not have those scars define the rest of your life. Sometimes you gotta fight pain to pain. What the hell were y'all waiting for and start attacking life? For the stars to align? Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us depressed. Some of us insecure. You have to gear just to deal with the life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it.
I believe that everybody has a gift. Every single human out there listening right now, you have a gift. The thing that you have working against you is you have all these other people now. Is that by doing this, you are actually keeping yourself from becoming great. Because the most that you could ever be when you do these things is a watered down, lesser version of what someone else is doing. All right? And how do you know that your own style and your own way of doing things that you would develop little by little by little, like you would just take little risks, is it gonna be greater than all of those things that you watch?
Best work when you're at least motivated. So those days you don't wanna do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is what's next is always better. If I make it so, it's my job to make it so. I think passion is the genesis of genius. If you got enough passion, you're gonna find answers nobody else does, but most people run out of fuel, meaning they get tired, they get exhausted, they get burnt out, they get, you know, the law of familiarity. They're around something so much, they take it a little bit for granted. What I see is the one common denominator of people that are successful over a lifetime is the sustained hunger. Hunger is the number one factor.
The secret of every winner, winning in sports, winning financially, spiritually, or any other way. The secret of every single winner is one word. It is the word resilience. Resilience. It is the ability to bounce back. Why? Because everybody goes through tough times. Everybody has failures. Everybody has flops. Nobody goes through life with unbroken success. Nobody goes through life with no problems. Nobody goes through life with just a breeze and everything's handed to them. There are problems, pains, pressures, difficulties in everybody's life. And the difference between winners and losers is that winners get back up.
I do think that that means that the soul participates in something eternal, which is the attempt of being itself to transform what's unnecessarily painful and malevolent into what's good, and that human beings actually do participate in it, and that that's part of the reason that our ancient tradition insists that we're made in the image of God. I don't think that you can live life a life of sufficient profundity to protect yourself from being corrupted by suffering malevolence without adopting a responsibility that's commensurate with that set of ideas. I think that you either orient yourself upward, you know, to the star above the horizon and try desperately to improve the structure of being, or you work at counter purposes to it and make things worse. I don't think there's a middle ground.
almost like we are in a trance, like we're sleepwalking through life, that we find ways to cancel out our dreams. And I think that but is a dream killer. That a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. You cannot be great being a lesser version of what already exists. You can only be great when you execute against your own potential and do your own development. And that means getting up there and looking like a clown. If you want to be great, if you want to be one of the best that's ever fucking lived at what you do, you have to understand that it's about developing our own skills. It's about developing our own style. It's about developing our own swagger. It's about developing our own selves.
You should pursue your gift. The Bible says your gift will make room for you.
Always something there to build a case on why you can't move on, why you can't grow to the next level, why you can't begin to manifest your greatness, why you can't begin to live life on your terms. Always something there to block you, to keep you where you are, and keep you from beginning to develop your true greatness. Always some fear. How do we handle it? I'm saying that if you've been hiding out behind but, if you've been using the fact that you don't have enough money or you don't have the education, take it head on, go get the education.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice.
Life is the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that's what we have to love about it. We have to flip it on its head and love the fact that life continues to attack us. There are no fucking timeouts. We have to know that when we die with some meaning and some purpose in this world. I don't want to live at the level of feelings. You settle too low. You settle for what you see. You settle for what people say. You settle for old templates. You settle for old scripts. You settle for emotions.
You can't have a victory without a battle. God is raising you up right now. He's doing it through a process. The level you will settle on is the level that you see yourself.
Because what the enemy sent to stop you is not going to have its intended purpose. When that snake fights, don't panic, don't fall apart, just shake it off and keep moving forward. Keep thanking God that He's fighting your battle. Keep thanking Him that what was meant for harm, He's turning to your advantage.
If you don't stand up and decide to live and survive and move forward and find a way into the next season of your life, you will pass along the same spirit that has tormented you. And that's not just if you're on the edge, that's anybody who feels like quitting. But quitting the thing that God has called you to, it's not small.
Don't die outside of your destiny.
What is successful and what is failure, the differential are so small. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about, you know, reps. We're talking about the finest echelon of measurement that will make or break someone's life to be successful at that moment. And once at that moment successful, that gives a birth of a lifestyle that's unbeatable, second to none. But in order to have that first success, you must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide
clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
Between the acting of a dreadful thing, between the moment when you are waiting to do something that you don't want to do, and the first motion, and the moment when you initiate the action, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream.
Life ain't about medals, ain't about certificates, ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that shit. It's about scars. So when you get judged, when everything is said and done with, you won't get judged in your medals. You get judged in your scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the top. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of. So make sure in life, don't be afraid to get scars. Stay hard. So those of us who are living, we have an obligation to live our lives to the absolute fullest. Life is one big tug of war, and you don't win that tug of war by pushing the bro. You have to pull. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up, so I had to pull my ass out of bed. But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that confidence, you have to be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of funk. Pull yourself out of whatever life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the time the run was over, I was like, Cuba, I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight, stay in the war, stay in the battle, armor your mind.
And so I've been intrigued with, can you be committed to the process of what you do without being emotionally attached to the result of what you do? Because a lot of people can be committed to the process of what they do if the results don't change. But the moment the result or the outcome changes of what they're chasing, they shut it down or they quit simply because the result changed. So can we be committed to the process of what we do, but not emotionally to the result of what we do, understanding every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am? Like, the only thing I need every day of my life is 86,400 seconds. That's it. Like, I don't need some reward. Like, I don't need, the only thing I need is breath in my body, and I'm gonna flat out go and get it.
But remember that the moments when life tells you yes aren't the ones that define you. The moments that really matter are the moments when life tells you no. That's what I want to focus on today. When life tells you no, ask yourself honestly, what am I capable of? And once you know the answer, don't be afraid to let everyone else know it too. Find a way to keep things in perspective. That doesn't make the painful moments any less painful, but it does mean you don't have to live forever in the pain. You don't have to live forever in that no. Because if you know what you're capable of, if you're always prepared and you keep things in perspective, then life has a way of turning a no into yes.
Betray your destiny and see how long it takes you to be drowning in a storm. It'll happen immediately, and of course it will, because what's calling you to be your best is exactly the thing that's pushing you forward to manifest yourself most fully in the world. It's what you need. You run away from that, the boat's going to start to rock very, very quickly. Well, what does that mean? Well, what else would come out of chaos? You know, if you fall apart and then you put yourself back together, what is it that comes back out? Well, at least you're in better shape than you were before, you know, and then maybe you do that 20 times in your life or 50 times and you do it voluntarily.
That's not my problem. The problem is when the adversity struck, they didn't know how to respond. In other words, when adversity strikes, for some reason, people think they rise to the occasion. You don't rise to the occasion, you revert back to your training. Meaning your core, your essence, who you are as a person. When adversity and opposition strike, you can't turn into the beast. You already gotta be the beast.
So it's a very brief life. And whatever is of paramount importance to this life must happen at the earliest, not day after tomorrow, isn't it? It must be today. So the life process doesn't wait. Don't need to understand. Your life is just a certain combination of time and energy. Energy we can manage. Time we cannot manage.
A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing it with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. When you're leaving the grip of life to find inspiration, put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of succeeding. The mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game.
The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
Excellence is not a concept foreign to us. Excellence is in our DNA. Because where we come from, what we represent is far, far stronger than anything we have done.
Now, when you think about, holy sh**, my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are. Because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at.
A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts. So he loses touch with reality and lives in a world of illusions. We are so tied up in our minds that we've lost our senses. Time to wake up. What is reality? It isn't material, that's just an idea. Reality is this.
Whoever it is that you want to be, no matter how many times you may have failed at attempting to become that person leading up to this point, you can still become that person. You're going to decide who that is. You're going to hold that ideal in your mind and you're going to force yourself to act in accordance. You are going to tell people what you're up to. And if you really have some balls, you're going to tell people that want you to fail. Because that, believe it or not, that's who's going to come to your rescue in your darkest hours of wanting to give up. It's going to be remembering that out there is someone who's laughing at you, who wants you to fail, that's talking behind your back about how you're never going to achieve it. And then imagine how rad it will be when you actually do achieve it.
We can't work out without purpose. We need to get into our dress to the wedding. Summertime's coming, so you want to look all good. The biggest purpose in life isn't all fit. It's how you respect yourself, how you look at yourself. That's an everyday journey. So every day you should be getting after it. We look at determination, self-discipline. We look at hard work. All these terms is almost like we dread them. So don't look at them as dread and punishment. Look at those words as a lifestyle. Stay hard.
You can set yourself a goal that you can attain, and there's not going to be much glory in it to begin with. Because if you're not in very good shape, the goal that you could attain tomorrow isn't very glorious. But it's a hell of a lot better than nothing, and it beats the hell out of bitterness, and it's way better than blaming someone else. It's way less dangerous. And you could do it. It's one step on a very long journey. And so it starts to compound on you. So a small step today puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And then that puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And you do that for 2 or 3 years, man, you're starting to stride.
Be kind to yourself. You are actually doing the best you can. Don't beat yourself up. Don't drive yourself crazy. You are actually doing the best you can.
There is the darkness and the light, my friends, and you have to play in both.
Just because you've gone through it doesn't mean that you are it. Some of you right now, you're listening to me and someone is telling you that you should just give into that temptation, that you should just give into that problem, that there's no way that you're ever going to overcome it, that this has been 10 years or 12 years or 15 years or 20 years or your entire life. But just because it's been your entire life up until this point, doesn't mean that it has to be the rest of your life going forward.
That the greatest rewards come not from instant gratification, but from sustained effort and from hard work. This is a lesson that's especially true today in a culture that prizes flash over substance, that tells us that the goal in life is to be entertained, that says you can be famous just for being famous. But that's not gonna lead to lasting, sustained achievement.
I cannot guarantee the success. I cannot guarantee ever that anyone is ever going to be successful. But I can guarantee that you're going to struggle. Guarantee. 100%. Nobody avoids it. That's it. Everybody that ever tries to do anything, and even most of the people that don't try to do anything, are going to struggle profoundly with moving forward. It's just hard like that. And so if you know that the struggle is guaranteed, then you can't allow yourself to waste time to be tormented by the fact that you're not where you want to be. Make sure you're having fun in the struggle. Figuring out how to struggle well, that's the answer.
Winning is not about the trophy and the accolades. It's about the grind. It's about the obstacles. It's about the challenges. It's about the pain that you endure along the way for that 30 seconds of being able to either stand on the platform, be acknowledged by individuals that are close to you. But when that happens, your mind has to immediately shift back, because now you felt and tasted something that you could only get through winning. Are you willing to do it again?
The differential are so small. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about, you know, reps. We're talking about the finest echelon of measurement that will make or break someone's life to be successful at that moment. And once at that moment successful, that gives a birth of a lifestyle that's unbeatable, second to none. But in order to have that first success, you must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
Between the acting of a dreadful thing, between the moment when you are waiting to do something that you don't want to do, and the first motion and the moment when you initiate the action, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream.
Life ain't about medals, ain't about the certificates, it ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that shit. It's about scars. So when you get judged, when everything is said and done with, you won't get judged on your medals. You get judged in your stars, the scars show your willingness to get to the top. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of. So make sure in life, don't be afraid to get scars. Stay hard.
You know, everyone has their disabilities, let's say, and I know that some people are far more terribly affected than other people. I'm perfectly aware of that. But the question is, what do you do about that? And what you do is you set yourself up on your damn crutches and you struggle up the bloody hill. That's what you do. And you struggle up the hill towards the kingdom of God. That's what you do. Because the alternative is to descend into the abyss. That's the alternative. And then so to say, well, do you believe? It's like, I believe that you should struggle uphill towards the city of God on your crutches. That's what you should do. That's the opposite of the descent into the abyss.
So the battle, the struggle, the hesitation takes place in that moment. That moment when we must step into the unknown. That moment filled with fear and horror. And that fear is what causes hesitation, and hesitation causes defeat. Hesitation is the enemy. Hesitation allows the moment to pass, the opportunity to be lost, the enemy to get the upper hand. Hesitation turns into cowardice. It stops us from moving forward, from taking initiative, from executing what we know we must. Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it.
And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe, that I can do what I want to do. It's possible, possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, that things can get better for me.
Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go forward and win.
Life is not just the passing of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency. And their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences. Their intensity, their frequency.
You gotta let go and let it happen. Because if you don't, you're gonna be all clutched up. You're gonna be constantly trying to do what can happen healthily only if you don't try. Existence, the physical universe, is basically playful. There is no necessity for it whatsoever. It isn't going anywhere. That is to say, it doesn't have some destination that it ought to arrive at.
Say, we're dancing. You don't aim at a particular spot in the room. That's where you should arrive. The whole part of the dancing is the dance.
But I've learned the greatest challenge of life is knowing when to break with conventional wisdom. Don't just accept the world you inherit today. Don't just accept the status quo. No big challenge has ever been solved and no lasting improvement has ever been achieved unless people dare to try something different. Dare to think different.
I don't tell people that they're okay the way they are. No, I say, no, you could be way more than you are. And they're relieved about that, you see, because if you're in a dark and terrible place and someone says you're okay the way you are, then you don't know what to do about that. No, I'm not. I'm having a terrible time and I'm hopeless. You're okay the way you are. Well, then what? That's it? That's it? That's where I am? But what do you want to tell a young person? You're 17. You're okay the way you are. It's like, no, you're not. You got 60 years to be better. And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life. And that will give you the antidote to the suffering.
You gotta have heart. When you're making these moves, when you're going to work, when you executing these dreams, you're doing this for your life. And it ain't nothing more valuable than that. So have your heart when it's time to accept those challenges.
Next step, ask yourself, what's blocking you? What's preventing you from acting? Why don't you have the courage to handle that? Why won't you face that? What are you running away from? What kind of avoidance behavior are you engaged in?
And so my question to us is this. Every single day in every aspect of our lives and the things we're privileged to do and the people we're connected to, when a situation or the moment does not go our way, because we all know what to do when it goes right, but when God says no, who will you be? But most importantly, who's watching you and who can be blessed by the opposition, the adversity, and the challenge that you're facing? Every day of the week, I think we're tasked to make this world a better place. Let's never forget why we exist and why we do what we do every single day. Let's never take this thing for granted and think that alarm clock wakes us up.
If you look at life as it is a trial ground, a testing ground,
for where you need to belong, where you need to go.
Suffering is a fact of life. If you look at suffering the right way, it is a great tool to callous your mind. If you look at it as suffering, woe is me, this is bullshit, God, kicking rocks. If you look at it like, okay, test it now. I get it. Whenever I'm being like depressed, I go through depressed moments, I go, oh, hang on. I'm getting tested. So you have to be aware of all the signals and signs that are being given to you from the world. One of them is if you feel bad, you're being tested. How are you going to perform under that? And that's suffering is a part of life. Right?
That time is now. It will always be now. It's time to add your brick to the path of progress. It's time for all of us to move forward. And it's time for you to lead the way.
You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is, step by step, piece by piece, book by book, go for it. Don't miss the chance to grow and resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures when you pay that price.
Whatever happened last week, happened last week. You had a second chance of making your life happen today because of what they think. You make a mistake, you get up. Today's the day you lay the groundwork down. Today's the day you let motherfuckers know you're there to throw down. Roll up your sleeves, you don't give a f-. No more. No more. No more. No more excuses. No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road.
They print money, they don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Worship getting your time back with your family. Average people focus on money. The great focus on time because I can't get my time back.
To win, all you have to do is overcome that moment.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky, she's so lucky. You don't know that. You're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck, quit believing in luck, and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
There's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in them long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. And everybody has what's called a turn back moment. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
You don't try to build a wall. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm gonna build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm gonna lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid.
There will not be one brick on the face of the earth that's going to be laid better than this brick that I'm going to lay. And you do that every single day to sue you have a wall.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself.
No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts float through my mind. No more waiting for the perfect moment, and no more indecision, and no more lies. No more weakness. No. No more. Now is the time for strength. And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be. I will become who I want to be. And then, and only then, will I rest and say, no more.
You don't make excuses for the failure. You grieve it. You feel the pain. You don't brush it off. You don't downplay it. You feel the pain, and you don't rush to feel better. To get past it, you gotta go through it. You can't go around your failure. You can't go over your failure. You can't go under your failure. You can't ignore your failure. You need to grieve the failure.
I want you to take the craziest dream you ever had, that dream that you were too embarrassed to tell anyone about, and I want you to go after it. I want you to make it a reality. I don't want you to dream, I want you to do. Or I was going to make a decision to step out of the darkness. You see, when you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come. When you're in that darkness, it feels uncomfortable, but you can't wait. But sit in that darkness. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light.
But momentum requires you always do the next thing to keep the momentum going. And the reason you get yourself in a passionate place is so that you change your life, and the only thing that changes your life is making a decision. So while you're in this passionate state, that's where you make decisions.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains, you can make decisions, you can study the plan, you can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true.
People who win figure out reasons why they're going to make it. They understand that that's all f***ing noise.
The first way to get focus is to find purpose. The way to find purpose is you must identify what it is that you have to be purposeful in.
You are going to pay a price. Now, whether you pay that price now or whether you pay that price later, that price is going to be paid. Paying the price now means doing what you need to do right now to build that version of yourself that's going to create the life that you desire in the future. And there's a reward for paying that price up front. And then there's people who choose to pay it later. Those are people who say, I'm in my 20s. My 20s should be spent having fun. And those people pay a price, but they pay it later. Right now, they're having fun. Right now, they're carefree, but they're destroying their future. And by the time they get to be 35 or 40 or 50 years old, they're going to be pinned into an existence that they cannot tolerate.
But I have good news.
Nothing hard lasts forever. There's only three things that can happen. You either quit, it gets easier, or you get better. So no matter what, it always ends. You only lose when you quit before you see it all the way through. And I think that's incredibly encouraging. So no matter how hard whatever it is that you're doing is, but no matter how hard it is, you either quit, it gets easier because something changes externally, or you get harder, something changes internally. But no matter what, it will end. Think about it like you're mining for gold, right? You're chiseling away underground and you've got this pile of gold. You don't know how far away it is, but it's underground and you're digging towards it. This difficulty of swinging the pickaxe can end when one, you walk out of the mine and say, the second is that all of a sudden you hit a soft patch and then you're like, oh my God, I'm digging so much faster now. This is great. And then you get to the gold. Or you just start swinging the axe harder because you get more muscled, you get more efficient with your movements, and you just keep chiseling away, even if it goes from dirt to rock. You just keep chiseling away at a slower pace, but you eventually break through and get there. But in all three of those scenarios, hard doesn't last forever.
No one talks about balance. If you can balance your life, you're good. If you can make sure that your work and play are balanced, life isn't going to be about balance. You'll find that if you find someone that forces you to sit on the teeter-totter of life and you find your feet dangling, you'll have no solid ground. No, you're not here to take sides. You're here for the takeover. It's time for you to go after every one of your dreams in such a way that no one can question what it is you want. You want it all. Not for you, but just for everything that comes after you, for your bloodline and for those who had the right to trust your mind, those who understood that there was something different about you. You're doing it for them. For everyone that believes that no is an absolute, you have to break through and show them that on the way through all those no's is an absolute yes. But it must bring out your best. And if you're not willing to be tested, you're not willing to have a testimony. But if you can get a testimony, it means you have a story. And when you tell that story, here comes the glory.
For those of you out there going through tough times right now, facing adversity and some uncertainty in your life, I just want to remind you that you've had big goals, you've had big dreams, you've had big ambitions. And when God or the universe, whoever your higher power is about to set you up to achieve and receive those big goals, dreams, and ambitions that you've set yourself up for, he's got to first test you. He's got to first put you up against adversity. Adversity is the resistance that you build your mental and emotional and gratitude muscles against, right? You go to the gym, you work out, you build your physical muscles. Don't forget that we have to build our mental, emotional, and gratitude muscles so that when we receive the blessings, when we receive the good things that are to come, that you can appreciate them better. So the adversity you're experiencing now, there's a reason behind it. Keep pushing through and you will receive the benefits, but it's never on your timeline.
You know what's the worst thing for your heart and your mind is when you fail, when you get rejected, when you fall, is to complain about it. Because now what you did is you just gave complaining life. And it's funny, when you give complaining life, what does it do? It attracts other individuals that complain.
Find meaning in the struggle, and the struggle will become meaningful. Find meaning in the challenge, and you'll start to become grateful for the challenges that arise in your life. And what's the meaning? The meaning is to develop you into the best version of yourself. The meaning is for you to grow and evolve. Find that meaning in everything that you go through. And it's not always going to make sense to you on why you're going through this certain thing. Finding meaning does not mean making sense of it. So often when we try to make sense of everything that happens to us, we create more resistance, more frustration. Embrace it and find meaning in it. So I'm going to embrace what this is. But I'm open to learning. I'm open to the growth. I'm open to the shifts that can come from this. And I'm gonna assign meaning to the situation as an opportunity for me to develop.
People want their life to be free of struggle and conflict. They want a smooth path in front of them. When you face adversity or things aren't going quite well, you have to reassess who you are. You have to reassess your opinions. You have to say, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Maybe my patterns of responding in the past aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. How can I learn from this moment? How can I get past this particular obstacle? If you never have failure, if you never have conflict, you are never going to develop yourself in light. So conflict is something you must welcome as a test and a challenge and a way to strengthen yourself up, because life is harsh, life is difficult. And if you're not tough in this world, you're going to have a life of pain.
Comfort zone is killing you, and it is painful to watch. And it's not even a big dramatic battle that you're losing, but a slow, silent, unnoticed death of your potential. And in some ways, that's even more sad. It's like watching someone blow out a candle for the final time. No explosion, just darkness. Every time you hit snooze, every time you break a promise to yourself, every time you choose comfort over discipline, another piece of you fades. Until one day, there is nothing left. No fire, no drive, just the sour aftertaste of regret and bitterness. But here's the thing, you're not dead yet. The flame is not out. You've still got fight left in you. And guess what? There is nothing better than a comeback story. Start now. Small steps every day. I promise you, as soon as you gain some momentum, it will get easier. Hell, it will become fun. Just promise me you will not let the flame go out.
This is the idea that most people walk down this path that isn't really theirs. They're handed this default path, this default definition of success, these default settings of meaning, and accept them as their own and march blindly down that path. And they wake up in 50 years and maybe wonder what the hell they just did with their one life that they got a shot at. And you are the hero in your hero's journey. That is not a grandiose statement. That is true. You get one shot at all of this. So engage in something that matters to you.
I like it when the water is warm in the shower, but I built the muscle that allows me to turn it this way to make it cold, to build that muscle of doing the hard thing. I never want to go for the run. I like how I feel after. I have to force myself to do it. I have to push myself to do it. And I built the muscle that not just pushes myself to do it, but also pushes myself while I'm doing it to go further or to go faster. And it's that same muscle that I draw on when I find my attention wandering. You build this muscle, this discipline inside you that you can draw on. The Stoics would call this the command of oneself. Seneca says, no one is fit to rule who is not first master of themselves. The greatest empire is command of ourselves.
Confidence is not something you could fake. Arrogance is faked. It's people pretending to be somebody they're not or better than they are because they know they haven't done the reps. See, confident people don't have to walk around telling you they're ready because they look ready. You can just tell they're ready because they've actually gone through the reps and they truly are. Life is the same way as the battlefield. Challenges are coming. And if I do the reps, if I do the hard work before I get to those challenges, I'm going to be confident. And I'm going to be ready for those challenges. Now, I'm not going to go out and actually look for hard things to do. I'm going to try to do what I want to do and meet my goals, but it doesn't have to be harder just to make it feel like I've done more. But if they come, I want to be ready. And I get ready and I gain that confidence by doing the hard work when nobody else is willing to. By doing the hard work after hours. By getting up every single day knowing that if I go through the motions and the reps and the rehearsals, I can be ready and confident when challenges happen. When you do them now and you gain that confidence, that success is going to continue to grow. Go out every single day knowing you're ready for the fight or you're ready for the challenge because you've done the reps and you have the confidence, and let life bring it because you know you're gonna win.
We're not able to fake the most powerful weapon in the world. We walk around with it. It's our mind, it's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever, because it's so loud in our mind.
We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
It says in that manual, it says, other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will.
The biggest trophy that I ever got in my entire life was me, was really figuring out me. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about being accepted by your peers and everybody else. It's about figuring out who I am and being happy with who the I am. Even though I'm going to be judged for all these things.
Nobody understands you, because how could they? If you spend your whole life trying to be like nobody else, work harder than the average person, care more than anybody else would, what makes you think they'll understand? What you're looking for is rare, and same goes for me. It might sound like bad news that this understanding you're looking for isn't easy to come by, but that's exactly why you want it. You know you could have the run-of-the-mill life that's easy to get, but it's not fulfilling. So recognize that more value requires more responsibility, and that responsibility is genuinely something to cherish.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.